Join Kenneth Copeland today from the 2007 Southwest Believers Convention as he shares how activating your faith leads to success. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The Word is the seed. Jesus called it a seed. The sower soweth the Word. So this is the Word of faith. It is the seed to faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. It is the Word of love, because God is love. So the Word is our source. It is our key. In my mind, I see it like this. If you've got a vault here that's full of love, then this Word's the key that opens the door to it. Amen. Because the Word, the Word, this Word, this written Word, this is exceeding great and precious promises. It's when it becomes a promise that it generates faith. And faith is a spiritual force that becomes and is the catalyst to spiritual law. Now, this is very, very important for what we're going to be talking about tonight. A catalyst. What is a catalyst? Well, any of you that have ever worked with chemical adhesives like epoxy or something like that, you know that just that material itself is really worthless as far as being an adhesive is concerned. That stuff, I'm telling you, you can leave it set up there for 3 months. It won't ever get hard. It's not like Elmer's glue where it's supposed to dry overnight, you know, and then it gets hard. No, that isn't the way it works. It has to have an activator. It has to have a catalyst. But I'm telling you what, you get the catalyst of that stuff and you pour out of that can into this can, you better go to work quick, because that activator is working and it activates the elements in this adhesive. And man, it causes then the desired activity, and it will harden, and it is there. And if you missed it, you just missed it, because once you activated it, it's coming to pass. Well, that's what faith is to spiritual law. Laws of the realm of the Spirit. The spiritual laws have authority over natural laws, because it was the laws of the Spirit of God that created all material. You understand? So spiritual law has authority over all natural law. Things don't just happen. They don't just, kind of a spooky kind of world where who knows what God's going to do. Well, we know everything God's going to do if you got a Bible. Amen. But now he makes a promise. Now he's released his word. His word has the power within itself to make itself come to pass. It is the living word of God. But then when you accept it as a promise and you embrace it, what happens? Faith comes. Huh? Faith comes. And until faith comes, nothing happens. The promise is there. God has obligated himself. He's made it available. But then when you accept it as a promise, then what does the word say? By these exceeding great and precious promises, we become partakers of the divine nature of God. How? Wow, God promised that. I receive that. That's mine. He's no respecter of persons. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I put myself in position and I receive it. Well, as I'm reading this promise now it is generating faith in me. Faith was born in me when I made Jesus the Lord of my life. Faith is in there. God doesn't... You don't go asking God for faith or asking God for more faith. His own staff members did that one day. They said, Lord, increase our faith. That's right. He said, well, if you had faith the way you had a grain of mustard seed, you would say. Or in other words, you plant it. And he said, then it would grow up and become greater.
Right.
It will grow up. Yes. It's a living thing. You plant the seed and it'll grow. So faith then is produced in our meditating, speaking, actively believing. What is actively believing this word, this written word? It is actively believed in its strongest form when somebody under the anointing of God is teaching or preaching this word under that anointing and you hear it. It has strong activation. One of the reasons for that, of course, is because in a setting like this, I came in here tonight under instructions of the Holy Spirit on exactly what I should do and what I should say. Well, he didn't plan that in order to give me a place to preach. He planned that in order to activate your faith. See? Now, you can get it just from reading the Word. You can get it from listening to tapes. You can get it. Thank God for that. I mean, Gloria and I got an enormous amount of our lives off of tapes. Praise God. They were just as alive as they were the day that they were preached. But the most outstanding manifestation of this is when you have put yourself in position, like you did by coming to this meeting tonight. You put yourself in this position and you accepted from God that he was going to speak his word in here tonight and you came to receive it. Now, when you do that, then that's when the Spirit of God will begin to order things, especially to stir faith up in you. See? And that's the reason he said what he did in Romans 10, 17. Now, when you then begin to activate it, how do you do that? Well, first and foremost and primarily, it is done by saying, it's so simple, I believe that. You mean that's just all there is to it? No, I didn't say that's all there is to it. I said that's the way it's activated. When you make a decision to eat something, you don't have to make a decision to turn your stomach on. You don't have to make a decision to turn all of that whole digestive system on. All you did was decide to eat. And it all started working. It started working in your mouth, started generating saliva. And all your sensory glands begin to function and begin to work. I mean, your sense of smell began to operate, and the whole system starts functioning. And all you did was say, I believe I'll eat a bite. Or you sat down at the table and you said, my, that looks good. I'm going to eat this. Well, the whole thing went into operation. Now, why is it that seems so simple to you and so easy, but then you can't understand why your spirit would do the same thing? See, your spirit's activated by words. Amen. It is a word engine. And when you make that statement, I believe that. Well, your mind comes up and says, I don't believe that. I can't see it. Well, your mind ain't got any believer in it. It wasn't created to believe anything. It was created to agree and make decisions. It wasn't created to believe anything. There's not anything in there it can believe if it can't see it. Now, it can accept things and analyze things, and a form of willpower belief can come out of there once it, I mean, it takes a look at something and it analyzes it and it says, well, yeah, now, that looks like a pretty good chair. It's got pretty good legs on it. We believe that that chair will hold us up. Go ahead and sit down in it and it'll everything be all right. That wasn't faith. It's when you come up with something and say, I believe I'm healed. I don't feel any different. I don't look any different. I don't sound any different. I don't smell any different. But I believe it because I saw it in the Word. I believe it because God said it in His Word. And I believe I receive it. I made the decision. Now your mind comes up and says, I can't believe that. I can't see that. I can't see that. I can't believe that. I can't believe that. I can't see that. Your spirit rises up and says, well, we know you can't believe it. You wasn't supposed to believe it in the first place. You're not equipped to believe this, but we are. I call things that be not as though they were. And your spirit man should take the ascendancy and tell your mind to shut up. You'll see it after a while. Amen. Now, tonight, we're going to get into an area here. I've jumped out here ahead of myself, but that's the way the Lord wanted to do it, so it's His deal. The spiritual force of fear has a purpose. It's not to scare you. That's a side effect of fear. But people absolutely know nothing about fear, knowing how it works, why it works, when it works, and how to get rid of it or anything else. It just seems like fear has just always been there and always going to be there, and everybody got to be afraid of something. Well, that's a lie from hell in the first place. But fear connects to the spirit of fear. Faith connects to the spirit of faith. And the spirit of fear's job is to affect the way you think and affect the way you act in order to torment you over every thought you have. I'm going to show you now how that gets messed up in there. And if it's functioning and operating, then it will foul up the function of spiritual law and literally put a stop to it. But the devil can't do that to you. He has to get you to do it to you. And like I said, I hit the ball and ran to third instead of first. I mean, I'm way ahead of myself. So let's back up here and we'll work our way up through to that. Now, I wanted to show you something here. You remember, we also read last night that Jesus was made a curse for us so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, we have listed all of the curse of the law. We also have listed the blessing of the law. Now, that curse, God said, He blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish or fill up the earth, have dominion, subdue it, and so forth. That was the blessing. That was the power to do that. That blessing was released and was supposed to have worked 24 hours a day. It was supposed to have worked it all of the time for Adam and his wife and his family and just keep continuing to produce and expand that garden and this whole thing. I mean, it was an adventure royale, and this thing was just fabulous. But now when he broke into it, what was the blessing when this force that's on him and in him, the moment he sin, he was disconnected from God. Now, no human being can stay spiritually disconnected. We were not created to be sovereign in ourselves. And you have to have a spiritual head. It's impossible for humans not to. And the minute they were separated from God, God didn't separate them. He didn't separate them at all. But when he did that, he immediately separated from God and plugged into Satan. And he couldn't unplug. There wasn't any way he could get loose from him. Then Satan had him, and he wouldn't let him go. So whatever's in Satan now, if you think about a little baby and you think about that umbilical cord Think about it like that. I mean, it was disconnected from God, which was flowing with love and faith and joy and peace and goodness and meekness and kindness and temperance and righteousness and healing and deliverance and this gorgeous blessing of God and glory and all of that is flowing between the two of them. And all of a sudden, he choked it off and he was immediately fastened to Satan and he couldn't get loose from him. And now everything that's in that dog is flowing into him. And what was a blessing a few moments ago is now known as not the blessing, but the curse. I mean, it's still there. And all the death, all the sickness, all the disease, all the pain, everything that happened to this entire planet came out of Adam. Came out of him and spread out. See, he had the blessing to bless this whole planet, didn't he? I mean, he had the blessing to bless the whole thing. Well, so did Abraham. He said he would bless the whole earth. Amen. He became heir of the world. Well, this thing spread all over this earth. And what had been... And this is true with all the spiritual forces that were involved, but we're going to major on the force of faith right here because we're talking about faith. What had been faith is now exactly spiritually opposite from faith. Death is the spiritual opposite of life. Death is not ceasing to exist. It seems like it's like that because the body, when the body dies, it seems like it ceases to exist. It doesn't, but it seems like it does. Death, there is spiritual death, and there is all of the death then that flows subject to that, which is physical death. All of that is the curse. Spiritual death was when Adam got... Didn't God tell him the day you eat of that, you'd die? Don't do that, son. Don't mess with that. Because the day you do it, you'll die. You mess with that tree without me here to help you, and it'll kill you. Well, he did it anyway. And when that happened, spiritual death was lodged in him. And he couldn't unplug from it. So what is spiritual death? Being disconnected from spiritual life. So the opposite then was functioning. The Lord started talking to me years ago about reciprocal forces in the realm of the spirit. Reciprocal is just something of the same, but only exactly opposite. For instance, north and south are both directions of the compass, but they're reciprocal of one another. You can't go north and south at the same time. But they're both, in the fact that they are directions of the compass, then they're identical. But in their function, they're exactly opposite. Now, faith and fear are both spiritual forces because fear at one time was faith. When it was connected to God, it was faith. When it got connected to Satan, it became fear, who has done his very best to be exactly opposite from God. He's the spirit of death. He's the spirit of fear. Now, fear is faith. It is faith in death. And it will activate. It's a spiritual, I mean, it's an activator. It will activate the laws of sin and death. But now Romans 8:2 says, thank God we have been made free. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, fear is a form of faith, but it runs in exactly the opposite from life. It's faith in death. Fear of a dangerous animal is faith in that animal's ability to hurt you or kill you. Can you see that? That's what fear of that animal is. It's faith in that animal's dangerous attributes, whatever it is. The same thing is true and is in the life of all men at all time until they receive Jesus as Lord of their life. And you can find that in Hebrews chapter 2, 14th, 15th verses. It says, he partook of flesh and blood, went to the cross, and there he destroyed him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and delivered them who through fear of death were all of their lifetime subject to bondage. The fear of death makes you subject to bondage. That's not just being scared all the time. But think about, see, the fear of death is the master fear. That's the big one. That it all starts there. Well, how many different ways can you die? The first human death was a murder, right? So there are all kinds of fears and phobias and everything else that come off of the fear of somebody killing you. All fear of people comes from that. Timidity comes from it. All forms come from that. Well, what about starvation? You can die that way, can't you? Well, the fear of starvation spawns all of the fear of lack. These are fears, and these are things that come under the curse. Lack is under the curse, right? It Yes. produces fear. Murder is under the curse, and it produces fear of death. You no longer have a fountain of fear in your spirit. You were born again, and there's a fountain of faith in there. But if you don't deal with fear, it'll get mixed up in your mind and in your emotions and in your soul, and you keep messing with it, and you can finally feed it down into your spirit and choke off the Word of God.
Now tonight, would you welcome The Strand of Pearls?
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Join Kelly Copeland along with Kenneth and Gloria's granddaughters, Jenny Coots, Aubrey Pearsons, and Lindsay and Rachel Ward.
Hallelujah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Hallelujah, I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hear songs such as Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
In the Sweet By and By.
In the Sweet.
When the roll is called up yonder.
When the roll is called up yonder.
In the garden.
And he walks with me and he talks with me.
Lift up the Lord with these classic hymns and joyful spirituals. Strand of Pearls is a musical experience you won't want to miss. Order the new CD, Strand of Pearls, today for only $9.98. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland. The address is simply Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Strand of Pearls is a collection of uplifting bluegrass hymns and spiritual songs, and also is a great gift idea. Order several copies and give them to your family and friends this Christmas.
You know, the Bible says that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. I mean, you know what faith is? Think about that, like a lamp, literally a lamp sitting on your table. You probably have one in the room there. Just look at it. And then look at the cord going down, but look at the plug. Your faith is like the plug. The lamp's great, but until you plug it in, then it's not going to bring you any light. The Word of God is the promise to us. It gives us light. It tells us what to do, what to be, how to act, what belongs to us. But you hook that with faith in the Word of God, and it's like plugging it in to the power source. When you say, on purpose, I believe the Word of God. It's like on purpose plugging in a lamp, and then the light comes, the light lights up the room. When you say, I believe the Word, something happens on the inside of us. We begin to have that the Word of God come to pass in our life. It begins to make more sense to us when we choose to believe it. So choose to believe it today. Plug into the Word of God and let it be your source. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decide today to believe your Word. Whatever's in your Word, we believe. No matter what we face, no matter what we see, Lord, we choose to believe your Word. Now, Father, I speak over every person who's making that choice today. I thank you, Lord, for causing the Word become a light to our life, causing the Word to open up to us. Father, help us to understand your Word. We are hungry for your Word. We're hungry to know you. And we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word, we choose to believe it. In Jesus' name, amen. Our product offer this week is a new CD from the Strand of Pearls. This has got so much joy in this music. You know, we've forgotten the old music, I'll Fly Away and Keep on the Sunny Side and Amazing Grace. It's going to minister that grace and peace to you. So order yours today. And as Mom and Dad always say, Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year.
This world.